Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 67, called Legal Nurse Consultants, How Do You Find Attorney Clients? In our previous podcast, LNP 66, you'll hear Dr. Gary Lynn discuss the entrepreneurial roadmap. In this episode of Iyer's Insights, I share tips on how to effectively market to get clients. Is your legal nurse consulting business stalled? What is really stopping you? Is it the economy? Is it the competition? Is it your experience as a legal nurse consultant? The answer is in the mirror. You are stopping yourself, your doubts, your insecurities, your fears, and your procrastination. Today is a new day. You've spent money and time learning how to become a legal nurse consultant. You may have a loan to pay back. You may have invested in marketing materials, a website, letterhead, business cards. You've told your friends and family you want to build a business, or you have a few clients, but you want and need more. What are you doing to achieve your goals? Are you motivated to succeed? Are you uncomfortable staying where you are? Are you hungry for business? Are you consistently marketing? Are you able to say next when an attorney does not respond to your marketing overtures? Are you challenging yourself to learn more? Are you asking your current clients what else you can do for them? Are you asking your current clients who else they know who could use your services? Are you demonstrating your expertise through your website, blog posts, articles, or newsletter? Are you unwilling to give up? These are hard questions I'm asking you to deal with a hard issue, being stuck where you are. There is nothing easy about being an employee who is at the whim of the next layoff, tyrant boss, or bully. I have been self-employed since 1987. There is nothing easy about being in business. It's hard work, discipline, and risk-taking behavior that leads to success. New research refutes conventional wisdom that quotes the statistic that 90 to 95% of businesses fail in 5 years. The numbers are more encouraging. 66% of businesses last through the first 2 years, and 44% last through 4 years. If you don't want to be part of the 33% who fail in the first 2 years, or the 56% who fail in the first 4 years, what are you doing to face what's holding you back? How do you get attorney clients when you're starting or growing your legal nurse consulting business? I have 5 points for you. First, tell everyone you know that you've started a legal nurse consulting business. Define your ideal client and ask your friends, family, associates, professional providers such as dentists, accountants, chiropractors, if they know anyone who fits the profile of who you want to attract. Ask for an introduction. 2, go to a local chamber of commerce meeting in your town. Talk to the group's organizer to find out if there are attorneys who are members. Locate those attorneys and introduce yourself. 3, demonstrate your expertise with a website. Use a platform like WordPress that permits you to have a blog. Use the blog to write about topics for your attorney audience. Share your blog posts on LinkedIn, Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. 4, subscribe to the local legal newspaper for your state or region. Note the names of attorneys who specialize in the type of law you're targeting. Is that personal injury, medical malpractice, product liability, and so on? Look them up on martindale.com. That's martindale.com. Contact them and ask for an appointment to discuss your services. 5, go to conferences where attorneys will be. Pick personal injury topics where the audience will be attorneys. Bring your business cards and mingle before the conference, at breaks, and after the conference. Start conversations and discuss what you do, stressing the benefits of working with you. Here is your opportunity to present your 30-second introduction. Attorneys who work with me get blank when I do blank. Recognize that you will not get instant gratification. Attorneys may not have a case for you at the time you contact them. By staying in touch, by periodically reconnecting with them, your persistence will pay off. This is a numbers game. Every no brings you closer to a yes. And by all means, always bring business cards with you. Here's what happened to me. I could feel my face flush as the three people stared at me. I was searching in my purse for a little piece of paper. If you learn from my mistake, you will never feel embarrassed like I was. A prominent attorney asked me to come to his office to discuss a case. I knew who he was, but I never had the opportunity to work with him. When I got to his office, I was early, so I decided to park on a quiet street around the corner and call my senior administrative assistant. Anticipating the attorney's question, I asked her, "Who else have we worked with at this firm?" I wrote down the names and I headed into his office. One of the first things the attorney asked me was, "Who have you worked with here?" Feeling smug, I rattled off the names. After discussing the case with me, the attorney introduced me to his partner and told him what I was planning to do on the case. His partner looked interested and abruptly asked, "Do you have a card?" I assured him I did, and I opened my purse. My smugness evaporated. I searched and searched and searched, while the client, the paralegal, and the partner stared at me. You see, my purse is full. I carry items like a cell phone, a wallet, eyeglass case, nail file, receipts, little notebooks, maybe I don't need 4 of them, pens and pencils, post-it notes, a magnifier light, tea bags, lens cleaners, notes, travel-sized toilet paper, because you never know when you may need this, hand wipes, a pen drive, house keys, and tissues. The easiest way for me to find something is to remove other things from my purse. I knew I could not do that in front of my curious audience. The partner said, "You do have a card, don't you?" I said, "I'd like to say I can find it." Becoming impatient, my client said, "You can mail him a card." Still flustered, when I returned to my client's office, I began searching again while he commented about his wife's purse being full. "Do you ever put your hand in it? I've been married for 43 years and my husband will not go into my purse." My client replied, "Never. It is forbidden territory." Remembering the brochure I brought my client, I found my business card inside the cover and we returned to the partner's office where I triumphantly handed him my card. "Oh, I know you," he said, and then discussed a case he had for me. When I left the office, I had 2 cases, a promise of a third, and a new resolve to restock my purse. When I got home, I found my business card case in the bottom of my purse, as well as the business card cases I had removed right before vacation, so my purse would be lighter. I went to the attorney's office the day after returning from vacation and didn't have a chance to put those cases back in. I now have business cards in my wallet, in the outside compartment of my purse, in the zippered compartment, and in a business card case. How about you? Can you locate your cards quickly? I'd like to talk with you about a webinar that I think would be perfect for you in terms of developing a more robust marketing plan. Do you want to take control of your marketing plan? You want to get more clients? Dr. Gary Lynn and I are giving a free webinar called Get More Clients with a Step-by-Step Marketing Plan. On this free webinar, we'll cover how to take your business to the next level and how you will get a roadmap for building your legal nurse consulting business. We'll also reveal how to carry out a step-by-step process for creating a coherent and compelling marketing strategy for your business. You can use these techniques to quickly achieve success in your marketing. In fact, here's just a sample of what we'll cover on this incredible webinar. The steps of a legal nurse consulting marketing roadmap, how to carry out the steps without a large capital investment to test the waters. There are techniques you can use to reduce capital outlay. It does not take years to become profitable. The steps that work so you don't waste time and money on ineffective marketing. And marketing success does not require advanced education. Even Williams, Biz Stone, Jack Dorsey, who founded Twitter, were college dropouts, as are Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs, and Bill Gates. And there's much, much more. Watch this program at this link, http://lnc.tips/get-step. That's http://lnc.tips/get-step. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. We'll be back next week with a new program. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.